Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. If you're just joining me, welcome. Glad you're here. If you stayed with me, thanks for being here. We're talking today about serious injuries or serious conditions or symptoms you should never ignore. Because so many times in my career, people have come to me and the condition has progressed. And it would have been a whole lot easier to fix earlier. Now, some of the things we're talking about could be deadly. And you don't want to jerk around with that. We started talking earlier about head injuries. A bump on the head can be serious and need medical care right away. You could have a seizure. If you have a headache, that won't go away. Persistent vomiting or nausea, slurred speech, you get confused. Weakness, numbness, less coordinated, you start stumbling. These are all signs of traumatic brain injury. Now, the traumatic brain injuries, and again, I'm certified in this too, is mild and there's severe. Now, I've had a severe traumatic brain injury. I was hit by a car when I was about 10 years old, and they thought I was dead. They covered me up on the side of the road, and when they put me in the ambulance, I moved. Obviously, I didn't die. But it left permanent damage. Traumatic brain injuries never get 100% better. They always seem to linger. And when I was studying to get certified, it was a big book. And most of the book was about what if you have it? How do you deal with it from a financial standpoint? What about, you know, wheelchair access? What about family issues? How to deal with the mood swings? Very little in my training ever talked about what to do about it, about it. Not about the cause, what the symptoms of it, but what to do about it. So if you've ever been in a car accident, chances are you had a traumatic brain injury because your head will snap forward and backwards. You might call it a whiplash, but your brain floats in your skull. It's attached in different places, but it's essentially floating in something called cerebrospinal fluid. So when you get hit, if let's say you get hit from the rear, your head snaps backwards and your brain actually can slam into the front of the skull. Then as your head goes forward, the brain can slam into the back of the skull. It's called an acceleration-deceleration injury, sometimes called a contre-coup injury, which means in French, back and forth. And if the brain slams into the skull, the brain essentially gets bruised. Now, certain things you always want to avoid, if you've ever had a traumatic brain injury, and I will vouch for this, monosodium glutamate. Monosodium glutamate? What the heck does that have to do with my brain injury? When the brain is injured, it releases a lot of something called glutamic acid. That's the glutamate part of monosodium glutamate. So glutamic acid is an excitotoxin to the brain. It can cause the brain to fire faster than it's supposed to and can cause a lot of pain. In fact, one of the side effects of monosodium glutamate, many times used in Chinese food, but a lot of processed foods, is headaches. And so if you have headaches, anybody who has headaches, you always want to stay away from monosodium glutamate. Now, monosodium glutamate has over 40 different names. Autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed vegetable protein. Natural flavors can be monosodium glutamate. Sneaky how they do that, isn't it? So you want to be really careful with monosodium glutamate if you have headaches and if you have a traumatic brain injury. The other one you want to avoid is aspartame. We want to avoid these two anyway. But if you have a TBI, traumatic brain injury, you can be affecting the aspartame as an excitotoxin to the brain and can cause the brain to fire faster than it's supposed to and can cause serious issues. So if you have a TBI, and again, I was hit by a car, I was 10 years old, I was in Germany actually, and they brought me to the hospital. They didn't have MRIs, they didn't have CAT scans at the time. I laid in bed for 3 days unconscious, that's why it was a severe traumatic brain injury, and my head throbbed. And they wouldn't give me any medication because the philosophy at the time, and it probably wasn't a bad philosophy, was that if we cover up the pain, we won't know if it gets worse. I would have been thrilled for an acetaminophen or something like that. So because of that, whenever I injure my neck again, if I just get stressed out, if I lift too heavy, the exact same pain I had when I was 10 years old comes right back. So it's the exact same area of my traumatic brain injury. And what happens is if I do any monosodium glutamate, I remember one time I was at my favorite, well, one of my favorite Thai restaurants. I've had a new one since then. I said, no fish sauce, because fish sauce has monosodium glutamate in it. And they said, oh, we don't use fish sauce. We'll take, no, we won't put it in there. Don't worry. So they brought me the dish. And of course, I'm plant-based. So it was all plants. And I tasted it. And I said, this tastes like fish. No fish sauce. I believe them. I ate it. Man, did I get a blazing headache. Exactly where the traumatic brain injury was. Too much glutamic acid, monosodium glutamate. So I got to be really careful with monosodium glutamate, and I don't do any artificial sweetener. I never have, so I don't know if that would affect me, but it affects most people. So diet sodas, sugar-free gum. Most gum is sugar-free now, unfortunately. Candies, mints, many of them artificial sweetener. So we have over 6,000 items with aspartame in them now. And if you have a traumatic brain injury and you get headaches, you might be making the headaches worse just by what you ate. That's when I talk to my patients. I oftentimes say to them, write down everything you eat for a couple of days. Don't lie. Just write down everything. And I'm able to go through the list and say, wow, oh, I can see this. I can see this. And these are things we want to avoid. So traumatic brain injuries, very serious. Again, if you start getting numbness, tingling, loss of consciousness, dizzy, blurred speech, get to an emergency room right away. In case there's bleeding in that area, they may have to take care of it. A friend of mine, unfortunately, a great man, Richard Thomas, a very good friend of mine. He was the president of Kentucky Fried Chicken. He started a small company called Bojangles. You may have heard of them. And he then realized he was killing people with what he was serving them, sold a whole chain of Bojangles, and opened up a cafe in the Atlanta area. And he and I became very, very good friends over the years. And he was in his 80s, and he fell and hit his head. And he had bleeding inside his skull. And they had to remove a piece of his skull to let the bleeding out because the pressure was building up and unfortunately passed away from it. So head injuries are not something you want to take for granted. Had I known then what I knew now, I would have treated this traumatic brain injury very differently. Because I played football after that. I played hockey after that. I did a lot of sports. And that's not something somebody with a TBI should be doing at that level, that intensity. I should have done tennis. I should have learned how to play the guitar. But I was a physical, crazy little kid, and it caused more damage to my brain. So just be very, very careful. Don't jerk around with head injuries. Deep cuts. We're talking today, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We're talking today about serious injuries that you don't want to ignore. If you see yellow fatty tissue under the first layer of skin, you probably want to get that taken care of at an emergency room. Now, you need quick attention. If it won't close, especially if it's on your face, your neck, your genitals, across a joint, again, you run the risk of infection. You should always go, if you've been bitten by a person or an animal, to clean that out and get anything out if you step on a rusty object. If you're bleeding badly, if you have a foreign object stuck in the cut, of course. But I was doing yard work, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, and I was trying to move this big boulder out. I was planting some trees, and there was a big boulder, and I put a pitchfork underneath it, and I was trying to use it as a lever, and the pitchfork slipped, and I don't know what happened, but my index finger was crushed. And the top of the bone was just torn off. The top of the skin was torn off. And I could see the bone underneath it. And it was rough. It was really scary. And I had to run. I have a stream. I jumped over the stream. I ran up to my house. I started washing it out. And I could see the bone. And I said, something's wrong here. So I immediately went to an emergency room. And the doctors looked at it. And they said, we can stitch it. But it looks like it's a clean cut. And it'll heal on its own. And it did. However, that joint on my finger is still crooked. It's still bent. So I'm glad I went and got medical treatment for it. I didn't need a stitch for it, but the damage was now permanent. And if feeling's fine, but the fingernail grows slower than the other ones too. So when you have an injury, especially a deep cut, you definitely want medical attention for that. Because that's not something you want to jerk around with. That's why I went immediately to the doc in a box and they didn't even treat it. They said, oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. But better safe than sorry. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about symptoms that you should never ignore. Stomach pain. Now, a lot of patients come to us with stomach pain, and they might have heartburn, acid reflux, burping, gas, bloating. But if it's severe and lasts more than 30 minutes, especially if it's sudden and intense, you should seek emergency care immediately. Pain that doesn't get better or happens with vomiting could be something like an inflamed appendix. Now, if you have pain on your lower right quadrant between your belly button and your hip bone on the right side, and you have a severe stabbing pain, you're doubled over in pain, and you have a fever, your appendix might be ready to rupture. Get to the emergency room. If you're in severe pain and suddenly the pain stops, boom, doesn't fade out, just stops, get to the emergency room. Because that could be a sign that the appendix burst. If the appendix burst, fecal matter can get into your abdomen area, and that can be deadly. Fecal matter is loaded with viruses, germs, bacteria, and it's supposed to stay in the colon. It's not supposed to get out into the outside area. So if you have severe pain and then it suddenly stops, not a good idea. For gentlemen, if you have testicular pain and swelling, especially if you have an injury, that can be serious problems. If the pain is radiating up into the abdomen and it hurts really bad, that can be a problem. If you have nausea, vomiting, fever, if you feel a lump, especially in your scrotum area, that can be pretty serious. I remember I played hockey. I got a lot of stories about emergencies, don't I? I used to play hockey, and we were playing street hockey, and I was in eighth grade, and I was really good. And there was a semi-pro team that played street hockey in the summer and asked me to be on their team, and I was in eighth grade, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world. And we were jerking around, and I was stupid. I didn't wear protections. And it was between periods, and we were jerking around, and I stood in the goal, and the guys were just kind of peppering little shots at me. And I wasn't a goalie. I was a forward. And the one guy took a shot. I still remember it. I could clear as day. And it was heading right for my groin area, and I couldn't move fast enough. And it hit me so hard that I don't remember getting hit. I remember being in the parking lot. How I got to the parking lot, I have no idea, writhing in pain. That was a serious injury. And had I known now, then what I know now, I would have gotten to the emergency room immediately. I didn't go. So that could be a very serious issue. So gentlemen, be very, very careful because that's a very delicate area there and a lot of blood vessels, a lot of nerves in that area. And if there's swelling, it could lead to some serious issues later on in life too. We talked about fever. If a baby's younger than 3 months and has a temperature of more than 100.4, they need to be seen right away. So young babies, fever you don't want to jerk around with. Fever of 102 for three-year-olds and over, an adult fever 104, make sure you monitor that. If it spikes, if you start getting delirious, if you start seeing things, you start hearing voices, that's a serious issue, and you want to get that taken care of. And I saw this a lot with COVID. When people had, if they had the infection, they tried to ignore a lot of things. And most people did okay. They made it through. But if it gets high, again, for adults 104 or higher, it's something you want to consider getting checked. Because it may be an infection somewhere, and the body raises the temperature to kill off the viruses. Well, what's causing that infection is the problem. Again, it could be a burst appendix. What we're talking about today are signs and symptoms you should never ignore. Now, we talked a little bit about this if somebody has a stroke. Two of the most common symptoms of a stroke is you have confusion and trouble speaking. Where am I? And they sound like you're drunk and you notice the face drooping on one side. That's an emergency. You want to get medical care immediately. Other stroke symptoms may include problems like walking imbalance, intense headache. We talk about drooping on one side of the face, muscle weakness on one side of the body. They're dragging their foot. They can't move their wrist. These are very serious issues, and you want to get that addressed immediately. You think, taint nothing. Again, I'm telling you, don't be a taint nothing person. So whether it's a serious problem like this that needs immediate medical care or non-life-threatening, for example, neck pain, back pain, sciatica, shoulder issues, headaches, you want to address them as quickly as possible. If you put off health care, sometimes it gets better. Again, we're talking about the ones that need care. It can be very serious, sometimes life-threatening. So if you have pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, that's a warning sign. That's telling me that there's something wrong. and chiropractic care, most effective, least expensive treatment for joint pain. So why wouldn't you do that? That should be your starting point. So if you'd like to make an appointment for you, your friends, your family, your children, go to my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can set up an appointment right now. We have appointments available every week. We always leave new patients' appointments available, and we can get you seen sometimes same day or the next day. But we want to find out what's causing the pain. Why do I have these issues? Most cases, chiropractic care is all you need. Sometimes we need a medical intervention. Sometimes we need an orthopedist, a neurologist, a neurosurgeon. And I have a team of doctors that I know personally. I have them on my speed dial. And we can get you out as quickly as possible. But stop suffering needlessly. So many people suffer, let's say, back pain for years and years and years. Then they come see us. We take an x-ray. They have severe arthritis. The joints are worn out. And I tell them, arthritis occurs because the bones are out of place rubbing up against each other. It's a mechanical problem. The quicker you tune it up or put it back in place, the less likely you are to have severe arthritis. Well, nobody ever told me that. Well, I'm telling you guys now. You guys are the people that are most important to me. I want to give you this information so that you don't act like so many other people and you can't plead ignorant. Your back is worn out. It's worn out. I don't care if you're ignorant or not. It's worn out. So if you have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, go to my website, drjoe.com. Book your appointment now. Do it right now. Normally, the first visit is $940. I've reduced that for you, my listeners, because I care about you so much, to $299. That's an exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays, and a complete nutrition evaluation. So I'm happy to get you seen. Let's get to the cause of your healthcare problems, not just treat the symptoms. I think that's what I think every patient that's ever come in my office wants that. They all say the same thing. I want to find out why I'm having this. Not just cover it up, why I'm having it. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about signs and symptoms you don't want to ever ignore. Broken bone. I've broken bones before. I broke my wrist twice. When it breaks, you know it. Let me tell you, it's not a game. And you think, oh, I can move it. Oh, I can't move it at all. It's broken. If you think it's a broken bone, especially if it pierces the skin, if it looks deformed, if it starts turning blue, get to a medical doctor immediately. This applies to bones in your neck, your head, your back, if there's heavy bleeding. Because broken bones, if they start bleeding out, can cause really serious problems. Again, ischemia, which is cutting off the blood supply to an area, could actually kill that area. And we don't want that. So if you think you broke a bone, go get it checked. Now, there is something called an occult fracture. And some doctors don't know this. But I can break a bone, and I've seen this many times in my practice. Somebody comes in, they think they broke the bone. We take an x-ray, the x-ray is fine. But the pain is still there. I said, come back in 2 or 3 days, we're going to take another x-ray. But you just x-rayed it, it's fine. Sometimes the fracture doesn't show up for a couple of days. And it's wild. I've had before and after, bone is fine. 2 days later, you can see the bone is snapped in half. So if the pain persists, you might want to take a second x-ray. Don't think, well, I had one x-ray, it's already fine. I get it. Let's go check it again, just to make sure. X-rays are pretty quick. They're pretty inexpensive. And we can find out what's going on in there. You don't want to jerk around with that. So broken bones are not something you want to ignore. If somebody has a seizure, and I've had many patients over the years have seizures, if you've never had one before, if you're pregnant, if you're diabetic, seizure calls for the emergency medical care right away. And I've had patients come in and say, Doc, I have seizures all the time, and what can you do for me? So sometimes just adjusting the atlas, the upper bone, putting that back in place takes the pressure off the brain stem, part of the brain that becomes your spinal cord, and that can cause the seizures. I've seen it happen in humans. I've seen it happen in dogs. And putting the bone back in place many times helps that problem. Other things that can cause seizures would be monosodium glutamate, MSG, aspartame, bad diet, dehydration, stress. And so if somebody's having a seizure, until you know that it's safe, you want to get medical care. I remember I had one patient, and she would come in, and I remember her. She seized while I was holding her, and she collapsed in my arms, and she was about my size woman. And we had to lay her down, and she was just seizing and shaking and seizing and shaking, and we made sure she didn't swallow her tongue, and we adjusted her, and as soon as we adjusted her, she came out of the seizure. And it was almost like this was set up, right? This can't be real. This looks fake. And the staff at the time were like, what did you just do? I said, well, her atlas, her top bone, was way out of place, and we popped it back into place. And it helped tremendously. but we want to avoid certain things with seizures, especially monosodium glutamate and aspartame, artificial sweeteners, because they can trigger seizures. And I've seen it happen so many cases. And parents with kids having seizures, and I'll get them off the artificial sweetener and, you know, the diet sodas and the candies, and the seizures go away. And the parents are like, how did you know that? I said, I didn't know it. I just know that it can cause seizures. So just be careful with those artificial sweeteners. I'm not a fan of any way, shape, or form. Other issues that you want to make sure you don't ignore. If you have vaginal bleeding during pregnancy, if that's an issue, you want to get to the medical doctor right away. Okay, if you have cramping, dizziness, pain in your belly or your pelvis and it's stabbing, don't jerk around if you're pregnant. Get yourself to a OBGYN doctor, somebody who's an expert in that field, because it could be a very serious issue. And if you take blood thinning medications, and I've had a lot of people do this over the years, even a minor injury can be serious if you're on blood thinners. So if you have an injury and your heart rate or your breathing starts going really fast, you have trouble breathing, you have a headache, you feel sleepy, faint, dizzy. If bruises start getting larger and larger, that can be a sign of internal bleeding, and you want to get to the emergency room right away. So there's a lot of things, and I can go on for hours on this, on if you have a symptom, you don't want to ignore it. And those, the ones I just listed, I think there was, I don't know, 15, 16 that I just talked about, you certainly don't want to ignore them. But any type of symptom, persistent headaches, numbness, tingling, sciatica, acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, your breath smells like a toilet on a regular basis, your jaw clicks, you can't move your shoulder in full range of motion. These are all warning signs. They may not be life-threatening, but they can become very serious later on. And so in our office, we always check the joints to make sure all the joints are lined up. We check the nervous system. We check the digestive system. Do you have heartburn, acid reflux, burping, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation? Those are warning signs telling you something's wrong. And is it diet? Is the stomach up against the diaphragm? Is it a pinched nerve going to the colon? We do an analysis to find out why you're having it. And then, of course, diet. And diet is the one thing that you have total control over. You can't control your genetics. You can't control the fact you might get in a car accident. But you can control your diet. And that's probably 80% of your health. I heard one doctor the other day, a geneticist, say, you know, 15% of your health is your genes, 85% of it is what's on the end of your fork. So even if you have a genetic predisposition, just eat better. If you don't know what to eat, go to my website, drjoe.com. Type in 7 deadly sins of nutrition. And that's a talk I did, and it talks about the 7 foods you want to cut back or cut out of your life. Then type in, so what can I eat? And you could listen to a show we did on what you can eat. So it breaks it down very simple for you. It's not really tricky. The minimum supplements I would suggest, minimum for everybody, would be Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're 2 powders. I take a scoop of each. I mix it with coconut milk, almond milk, water, and I start every day of my life with that drink. Now, you want to shake it up, throw in some frozen fruit, whip it up, make a smoothie out of it. I add vitamin D to mine as well because I know I'm vitamin D deficient because I'm not out in the sun as much as I should be. So I add a liquid vitamin D to it, and I drink it every day. Now, there's 3 different types of essential source, of super greens, I'm sorry. There's plain, there's mint, and there's hemp. Hemp, by the way, is half price right now. We only have a few more weeks of that special, so you want to stock up on that. But the plain is plain flavor. The mint is sweeter, and that's the one I actually like. So I take the mint and the essential source, mix it together, start every day with it. If you're not doing that, I don't know why you're not. And at least try it. Give yourself, 3 or 4 weeks of taking it every day. Watch what happens. It's pretty incredible. Okay? So we do a custom diet plan for everybody who comes in our office. Vitamin D, most people are deficient in. B vitamins, there's different types of B vitamins. You want to make sure you get the methylated kind. That's the kind we have on our website. Adrenal support, hormone support. We have a weight loss protocol, 21-day weight loss protocol. That's amazing to reset your brain, not just lose weight, but set your brain. So nitric oxide increases circulation to the brain, the sex organs, the heart, the lungs. So we have a protocol for pretty much everything. So if you want to make an appointment to come see us, go to my website, drjoe.com. You can order the supplements right there, but make an appointment. It's even more effective. And we'll set up a time to see you in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. If you're not in the Atlanta area, we could always do a remote or come see us, even better. And follow us on social media. We post every single day. We post health tips every day. My goal, after 40 years of doing this, I want to naturally get you well and keep you well. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, drjoe.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save